zone. Tennessee throws by Holly. The ball is loose. Holly came in from behind. Kansas City's got that football. Holly is second sack of the game.
This offseason, when we had a chance to talk, you talked about staying here and creating a legacy. You made a commitment to staying here. Why was it important for you to stay here and to be a part of this team this year?
Well, I feel like Coach Reed and the staff, they put together a real good team, and they believe in what they're doing from a coaching standpoint. And I think the players that's in place right now, we're set to do special things. And for me, you know, I'm only aging, and to be a part of anything special, that means a lot to me.
The game last week against the Denver Broncos, obviously it's just one game on the schedule, but the fact that they had won the division several years in a row, is going up against Peyton Manning, a team that you notoriously kind of struggled against, just how important was that win?
Huge. You know, first, it keeps our season alive. Second, we haven't beaten them in 3 years. Having Peyton in the center, it's hard to beat him because he's like a human robot or whatever you want to call it. He just knows what to do when he's under center. And we just came in with the mindset that we had to get this one. And whatever it took, you know, we had to play our best football of the year. And we did. And that was special.
Touchdowns. Alex Smith with a run. DeAnthony Thomas with a run. Now a counterplay. West. Up the middle. Touchdown! Kansas City and the Chiefs with an onslaught here in the first half.
Talk about communication. I ask about a different form of communication, because most of the time when defensive guys, when you guys run off the field, that's your time to rest, sit on the bench, get some water, some Gatorade. When we see you on the sidelines, you're up screaming at the offense, you're running around, making sure guys know that you appreciate, you know, what they're doing out on the field. Why is that important to you?
Yeah, our offense is young. I know for me, a lot of time positive feedback works, and those guys rotate way more than we do. So guys go in and a play later, they're out, and then they're in and they're out. And to be on the sideline watching the game, and you know, just telling them to keep their head in the game and what our plans are, and you know, just telling them just keep working at it, keep working at it. To them, I think if they feed off of that, and the energy that I feel like I bring, and the other guys that's out there they bring, I think they feed off of it and they realize how special it is to be playing in this league and for our team. You know, because sometimes me being out there and hoorah and just trying to get their energy up and tell them, man, do what you're great at doing. Do it at your best.
First and 10, Rivers from his own 20 to throw. He's hit for behind. They're going to roll it a fumble. It's loose as the Chiefs came screaming around the backside. Tamba Holly.
To get a W this weekend, you're going up against a familiar opponent, divisional opponent, the San Diego Chargers, and a quarterback in Phillip Rivers that you've gone up against quite a bit. Just what is difficult about facing him, and how much are you guys looking forward to that challenge?
Well, he loves to throw the ball, and he makes a lot of play. He's a competitor. He's going to talk trash. And that's what's hard playing Phillip in the Chargers. You know, he's going to make plays, and he's going to be consistent in doing that. And for us, we can't worry about what Phillip's going to do or what they're going to do. You know, Bob, he puts together a game plan that we believe in. We got to go out there and execute our game plan and do it fast. And I think that'll help us.